An exciting and eclectic lineup of artists coming to the Singletary Center's Signature Series today on UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle, in this week for Tom Goodell. My guest today is Matt Gibson, Marketing and Ticketing Director for the Singletary Center. Matt, welcome to UK Perspectives. First, let's talk about the Signature Series itself.
The programming in the Signature Series varies a lot from year to year, but the general concept is just to bring in some really outstanding performers, sort of introduce some new folks to a Lexington audience, and find a few favorites that we can bring back, and just really give people a nice concert experience down in our concert hall.
This year, the series kicks off on Saturday, October 24th, with Alejandro Escovedo and the Sensitive Boys.
This show is going to be special. It's the first time that he's ever played Lexington with his full backing band, the Sensitive Boys. So he had been in Lex a little over a year ago and played a Father's Day concert down at Natasha's Bistro, but that was just a duo. He played guitar and sang and had a really fantastic accordion player with him. But this time it's going to be the full electric band, and so it'll be a really good mix of some of his folk and songwriter kind of style, but then also they'll flex their muscles a little bit and get into that rock and roll territory. It should be a really fun night.
Okay, next up, on Saturday, November 14th, it's the Helio Sequence.
I don't believe they've ever played Lexington before. They've been in Louisville a couple of years ago and played a sold-out show there, but this will be their first time in Lex.
When I see you walk, you got me weak in the knees, grabbing for some words I don't know.
The band is a duo, and they perform as a duo. They really utilize technology in a lot of interesting ways to be able to sequence keyboards and different instruments. And so at the heart of the band is a drummer and a guitar player and singer. But when you hear them, it sounds like four, five, six guys all playing, and they pull it off live just as the two of them. It's very impressive.
Friday night, December 11th, violinist extraordinaire Mark O'Connor with an Appalachian Christmas.
It is a Christmas-themed show, and as the Appalachian Christmas title kind of implies, leaning a little bit more towards the folk and bluegrass side of things, but it's really nice variety. Some of the songs are very energetic and sort of, getting in the Christmas spirit that way, but then there are lots of just gentle, beautiful songs, very quiet and peaceful. He is such a master of his instrument that, he can play across, the really wide range of emotions that come with the holiday season and do it in a very beautiful way.
And then on Saturday, February 20th, 2016, you wrap up the series with Patty Griffin, Sarah Watkins, and Anais Mitchell.
La, 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 la.
All three ladies will be on stage at the same time. They get to play their own songs, but also play on each other's songs and sort of share stories. And the three of them all perform and together. And people will be able to come and hear artists that they know, hear Patty Griffin, who they're familiar with, and have something new waiting for them.
When my face is not the face you want to see every day.
Definitely sounds like a very exciting series coming to the Singletary Center. Our guest today on UK Perspectives is Matt Gibson, Marketing and Ticketing Director for the Singletary Center. Our complete interview is available at WUKY.org. For WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.